WTAW News Time is 4 minutes after 7. It's 51 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube, your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Rally Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. The Bryan Police Department is using the month of April as a special enforcement period to not park in handicapped spaces.
One of our local officers here with the municipal court, just in our municipal court parking lot, has issued numerous citations for people who are illegally parking in the handicap parking there.
Officer Kelly McKeithen says handicap tags go with the person and not the vehicle.
You know, if grandma said, here, can you, you know, you took their card and you went to the grocery store and you're using it, that's a violation. And that citation can cost you like $500.
McKeithen says additional information will be available through the month on the department's social media channels. Several Bryan City street projects are in various stages of completion. That was part of City Manager Keen Register's overall project update at the last City Council meeting.
The Clay Street Extension Project construction is underway with a focus on paving improvements at Clay and Boyette, as well as a subgrade preparation along the alignment of the 10-foot multi-use path. Project is currently 25% completed with an anticipated completion date in June.
Before the April 1st deadline, the city had received 18 requests for street modifications to reduce vehicle speeds.
Completed construction on 8 choker islands on Broadmoor and speed humps on College View, Quail Hollow, Barrick, Rosemary, Trophy, and Rustling Oaks. Contractors now constructing many roundabouts on Esther.
Surveyors are finishing their work on future changes along William Joel Bryan between Texas and the freeway. The next public meeting on that project is tomorrow from 4 to 7 at the First United Methodist Church. The College Station City Council has taken another step towards borrowing another $39 million for a variety of projects.
The notice to issue certificates of obligation instead of asking voters in a bond issue includes almost $20 million in utility projects, more than $10.5 million for streets, more than $5 million for parks, and $2 million to design College Station's new City Hall. Breaking down some of the 13 utility projects, there's $8 million in new and renovated wastewater lines, more than $6 million going into the Graham Road Electric Substation and feeder lines, and just over $1 million towards College Station's next water tower located on Rock Prairie Road. Final action to issue the debts tentatively scheduled for April 26. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
A Houston-based call center company is opening a branch in Bryan. Recruitment is underway by Altran for more than 200 positions at its local center on East 29th in the Carter Creek Center. According to a news release from Altran, its compensation package is well above average for similar call center positions in the Brazos Valley. WTAW News Time is 7 minutes after 7. It's 51 degrees. Be part of the show this morning, 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber for Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Be good to your vehicle, and it'll be good to you. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Tradition's Mobile One Oil and Lube. And while that's a simple concept, it's so true. We're a full-service oil and lube shop with years of experience. And that experience tells us to always go the extra mile for our customers. Like topping off fluids for free on most vehicles and free tire pressure checks.
See Tradition's Mobile One Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Rally Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office.
United Ag and Turf offers the hardworking John Deere tractors, mowers, and utility vehicles you need to take care of your property. John Deere 3-Family 4x4 tractors offer great features and options like AutoConnect drive-over mower deck, quick park loader, iMatch quick hitch, 6-year powertrain warranty, and the surprisingly affordable starting price of only $139 per month. And when you purchase a new John Deere tractor up to 50 horsepower, the first year's scheduled maintenance is free. All you need is the diesel. Stop in today or visit UnitedAgandTurf.com. Offers end 4/30/2018. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Do a little bit of weather, shall we? It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
As promised, cooler and drier weather has arrived, and that has cleared the skies. We have sunshine and breezy weather in the forecast for today. Temperatures will touch 70 later this afternoon. Clear to partly cloudy overnight with lows near 50. Tomorrow, increasingly cloudy and breezy with highs between 70 and 75. Lots of clouds tomorrow night, 60 to 65. Scattered showers and thunderstorms possible Friday, breezy highs 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, the Houston Astros. One word. Dingers.
It's your home ballpark. Anytime you come home in front of your home crowd, it's going to get you a little bit more excited. So it's a great ballpark to hit. You know, you go left to right, and it's just a fun ballpark to hit. And with this lineup, it makes it that much easier. I'm hitting behind Carlos and Altuve and Marwin behind me. So my job's a little bit easier with those guys in front of me and behind me.
That was actually the wrong audio, but we'll roll with it. Josh Rennick talking about after he hit some home runs yesterday, a two-run shot and a grand slam and a win over the Orioles. So we'll talk about that game as well as the Texas Rangers picking up a win on the road. So much more coming up in sports.
There is so much more coming up in sports. Geez.
Oh, yeah.
The tradition, like no other.
Oh, I'm so
It's
excited.
The Masters. The first major championship of the year, beginning back in 1934. And again this year, like always, no girls allowed. Just guys.
Yeah.
Swinging club.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Aiming for the fairway. Aiming for the green. One of man's last safe havens. Welcome back to Augusta National and the Masters on CBS.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah. No girl.
No girls
allowed. It's a big treehouse.
Now they can come watch, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They're allowed
They're
to
money
watch.
Spent.
It's amazing, though. I think, and this is at least how the rules were last year, during practice rounds, and I believe during practice rounds, you were able to bring your phone in with you. However, during real rounds, Thursday through Sunday, they do not let you even bring your cell phone into the course.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
Well, and just so you know, we've made arrangements. Zach is going the extra mile for us when it comes to the world of sports.
That's what I do.
No matter what's going on, at 8:42 today, when Tiger tees off, we're going to find out how it goes.
Yep.
Awesome.
We're going to find out how it goes.
We will break it down for you from the beginning of the swing to the end.
All the way through. So.
By the way, speaking of sports, have you heard about LeBron James reportedly threatening to sue the Alabama Crimson Tide football team?
No.
So Alabama recently came out. I think they previewed it. They haven't actually come out with the episode yet of what they call shop talk, or like a barbershop little roundtable thing. They built a barbershop because that's what you do if you're a big-time football program. You build a barbershop in your athletic
facility. How's that
facility.
Work out for you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sometimes good, sometimes not.
Yeah. And so it's got Nick Saban and like some old players. Julio Jones, I think, is going to be on the first episode.
Right.
And it's just a round table, a guy sitting around in the barbershop talking things over.
Okay.
Well, LeBron James, his social media, website, Uninterrupted, they recently, I guess last year's finals, they came out with something similar where LeBron James is sitting in a barbershop. He's getting his hair cut, and he and some friends are talking.
Yeah.
So LeBron James, his company, Uninterrupted, sent a cease and desist letter to the Alabama Crimson Tide saying, look, you're infringing on our copy. This is a copyright infringement because we came up with this idea first.
No.
You need to stop.
No.
And we're willing to play ball if you guys are. Get back in touch with us. Nick Saban was asked about this at a press conference yesterday. I've got the audio, so hold on. Here we go.
I wanted to get your reaction the other day. Report that LeBron James sent a letter referring to the Shop Talk series. Did you have a reaction to it? What's your thought on the
reaction? No, I don't have a reaction to it. I think LeBron James is a great player. There's been at least 20 barbershop-type things I've seen on TV. I didn't know anybody owned that. I didn't even know he had one. I'm sorry that anybody could be offended by something that we were just having fun with, and I enjoyed it, and we're going to continue to do it.
Yeah!
Boom!
Ooh.
Nick has spoken.
Well, he's
Nick
right.
He is right. That's not the first time you've ever seen that.
I mean, they made barbershop movies, right?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Cedric the Entertainer has to text them in.
Yeah.
Like, what's the deal with this?
Oh.
Also talking about sports and people getting offended, has everyone seen the title of Michael Bennett's new book?
No. Oh, what makes white people
mad
or something?
Things that make white people uncomfortable. Now available in stores near you.
You know what makes me uncomfortable? Lying. That's what makes me uncomfortable.
It's out there if anyone's interested.
Is he the one that when he was introduced would say his high school?
Yes, Aleb Taylor.
Okay. And that's fine. And that's great.
And Martellus, who I think kind of takes a little bit more,
Responsibility for his actions?
For going to A&M.
Yep.
Martellus, the other brother, he actually wrote the foreword in the book. It's the Bennett brothers.
Michael's been charged with knocking over a lady who was
in a wheelchair.
Like that at the Super Bowl a couple of years ago in Houston.
You can read the synopsis and it'll be available in half price books in a few months.
And I follow Martellus on social media and he posted about it yesterday. And of course, and then his caption says, "Don't let the shock factor of the title deter you."
That's exactly what it's going to do.
7:14. Study conducted in North Carolina found that cell phone radiation causes cancer in mice.
Okay, so we're all going to die.
How are mice getting cell phones?
Yeah, do they use little flip phones?
Everybody's got cell phones now.
They have
little mini phones.
How do they hold them?
Little mini mice phones.
That's right. Do they make the mouse sit on top of the phone? Is it full body contact?
Do they cover it in Cheese Whiz?
Yeah. I mean, what is it that causes you to think that it's a great big cell phone to them. By comparison, I don't know how big these mice are, but let's say the mice are maybe 40% as long as the cell phone is. Is that fair? Or maybe 50% as long as the cell phone is?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So think about how big your cell phone would have to be.
Exactly.
Are you going to walk around with a 10-foot cell phone? Of course not.
No, the whole point of a cell phone is that it's portable.
It says a study conducted in North Carolina. Well, that could have been some science lab in a junior high, so I don't know.
True.
We have to move over the still so they can do that.
Exactly. Yeah, that, too. Anyway.
I'm just thinking about what kind of voicemail do these mice leave. Hey, guys, this is Charlie the mouse. Come over for some cheese and wine tonight.
Are they texting each other?
Cheese. Swiss and cheddar. I love cheese. Do they text with their little mice claws? Oh, no, the cat's out. Run. Emergency call. You know those emergency warnings that come in on your phone?
That's right.
The cat's out.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
It's a show about nothing.
Mouse text.
I'm dying from my phone.
Okay, new research shows that bans on phones in schools are increasing.
Really?
Yeah. Increasingly becoming a thing of the past. Yeah.
Because even the teachers are over there texting.
Survey from the National Center for Education Statistics exploring crime and safety at schools indicates there is a trend toward relaxing student smartphone bans. The survey shows that the percentage of public schools that ban cell phones and other devices that can send text messages dropped by nearly 91% in 2009. In 2010, dropped 66%, and in 2015 through 2016, it was at 62%.
I don't think cell phones were ever banned from my high school. We weren't supposed to use them in class, but you were never, checked before you walked in, that they weren't in your backpack. And I think the safety thing is actually a valid point.
Sure it is.
Because if something were to happen, whether it's a school-wide threat or it's just you yourself have a personal emergency and need to text mom or dad or whoever to be able to have a cell phone on you that, instead of taking the time to have to go to the principal's office or whatever and use a phone. Plus, you don't know anyone's phone number, so that's not going to help.
No. your credit card number in some cases.
Right.
You don't know what your cell phone is.
Hi, this is Eric at Sunshine Fun Pools. As the custom pool and spa season kicks into high gear, we're often asked, just how do folks pay for a swimming pool? Well, for the longest time, your only options were to pay cash or refinance your house. Things have recently changed, and in a big way. In our effort to make things as simple as possible for you, we've partnered with two of the largest swimming pool finance companies in the country. You can now simply apply for a signature loan and get approval within 48 hours. Most folks don't realize just how easy this can be. Don't let a fear of the unknown get in the way of your family's dreams. Reach out to us and let Sunshine Fun Pools find you fantastic financing options. And you'll be pleased to know that Sunshine Fun Pools will continue to give away our top-to-bottom plus in-floor cleaning system, the perfect complement to our outstanding equipment from Hayward. It's just one step closer to a hassle-free pool, and we're giving it to you for free in the month of April. Give us a call now so that we can help you create your family's story at Sunshine Fun Pools.
It's the 28th Annual Girls and Boys Club Celebrity Golf Tournament. 2 days of raising funds for the Boys and Girls Club of the Brazos Valley, hosted by Texas A&M's basketball coach Billy Kennedy. The Steak and Shake Dinner and Auction will be Sunday, April 15th at the Ice House on Main in downtown Bryan. It's a great steak dinner, live auction, silent auction. Many celebrities will be there, and it's a fun night with a goal to raise money for the kids. And then there is golf, Monday, April 16th on the beautiful course at Miramont Country Club. All information can be found at celebritygolfevent.com.
Give me a chance while I'm in foster care. Volunteer to speak up for me in court.
Give me a chance. Be by my side during meetings with lawyers and social workers so I don't feel lost and alone.
Give me a chance and volunteer to keep me safe. Will they help me reach a permanent and loving home?
Become a court-appointed special advocate or CASA volunteer. Your time can help keep neglected and abused children safe, giving them a chance at finding happiness. Every child deserves a chance. It's you. Visit becomeacasa.org today.
Sponsored by Texas CASA.
As the last remaining locally owned media in Bryan College Station, we pride ourselves in being able to provide our listeners with local news, weather, sports, and information on a daily basis. A vital part of keeping you informed is being informed by you. We love to hear from our listeners. Text us your comments, news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. It's the WTAW text line, powered by Citibank. Citibank, where the Y in city stands for you.
Hey, good morning, 720 Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620 WTAW. Here to help you. We are here to help you. How to make the right first impression, according to science. We'll do that, and in a moment, how to find the freshest eggs in the grocery store.
Okay. I just look for the non-broken ones.
Yeah, that's pretty much what I do.
Yeah, if you just get 12 that are good or 6 that are good.
Some people don't even look at that, though. They just grab the cartons and put them in the basket and go.
And you can see the yolk like seeping out, and you want to tell them, but you don't because they don't care.
And what do you do if you find one that's broken? You just put it back, right?
Absolutely.
But that's the thing. Somebody else is going to have to do the exact same thing you just did.
Well, but what are you supposed to do with it?
I don't know.
Leave it on the floor?
Excuse me. Can I get some help here? We got a broken egg.
Take the broken egg out and leave it on the shelf there. Maybe is that what they
And then somebody's going to go home with 11 eggs.
How do they print that stuff on the eggshells, I wonder?
Ooh, like little stamps?
Yeah, because they do. You
soft
know, look
stamps.
For the such and
softly
such.
Stamp it.
Yeah, I get it. They have little people there going, beep, 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 beep. You know, they,
no,
gotta
there's
be
a machine.
Gotta be
oh,
a machine,
yeah, definitely.
Sure. So now, but do you see people? I just don't see people that often who don't check, but
no.
Nonetheless, it just, you ought to. Just you should. But anyway, we'll talk about that in a second. The good news for the socially awkward, there is a right way.
Listen up, Zach.
There is a way to say hello. There is a right way to say hello.
Okay.
Okay. When saying hello, listen up, Zach. When saying hello.
I'm listening. Okay. Anytime.
When saying hello, researchers were able to find the ideal intonation for coming across as either determined or trustworthy. According to scientists, the person must say hello in a descending pitch.
Hello.
Okay, in order to sound determined.
Hello.
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 We don't have to, no, it doesn't have to go on forever, just hello.
Okay. Hello.
Hello.
Instead
okay.
of hello.
Right. By putting emphasis on the second syllable, the word conveys an image of authority to anyone who hears it. On the other hand, if a person wants to inspire trust in others, then they will greet them with the higher note, okay? Hello.
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 Researchers said the variable of gender made no difference in the study, as a matter of fact.
All I can think of is someone who's socially awkward. Now this is running through their brain as they are trying to say hello to someone. Hello or hello? Hello.
If I pass somebody in the hallway and I go, hello, they're going to, they're going to think
say you work
worse
of
me than they already do. Yeah.
Hello.
That was good, Scott.
On the cell phone thing in schools, they ought to do at least a week, flashback, go back to the old days and do a week where they can't use cell phones in school and have to leave them at home. And then I know Chelsea said going to the principal's office. Remember back at Bryan High in the good old days, there was a pay phone.
Yeah,
that
all right.
Shocker to
really?
A payphone back in there.
Well, we are. Thanks. We already had the grandmother.
It was probably still there when I went. We just didn't know what it was.
That's right. We had the grandmother chewing out her granddaughter earlier today
the
about
rotary
not having
phone.
To use the rotary
okay,
phone.
Okay, but that's, I mean, I haven't seen one of those in a long time.
Oh, no,
and if
right.
this kid's like 12,
sure.
you should, first of all, you should be cussing at her.
I don't know how in the world she still would have the phone.
I know. Right. Antique.
Anyway. Huh. All right. So, but in the meantime, that's how we do that. Okay. That's how you say hello. And
hello.
And that will
don't do that.
Hello.
Okay.
Hello
or,
there.
Or how to creep people out. Okay.
Yeah, we can definitely give you lessons on how to do
we
that.
We could do that. Yeah.
Now the other thing, just kind of going along with that a little bit, is if we discussed the other day how you signal to someone across the room without saying anything by nodding. Now, if you nod up or nod down, if you nod down,
yeah.
then that is the more dominant person. If you nod up, you are the more dominant person.
The only way that I would nod down is if it's like, it's go time. Like, okay. we're about to go wreck something or so. I don't know.
It's go time.
It's go time.
If you were to nod down.
Like if I see my buddy and I do the nod down, then that means, all right, now we're going to.
It's shots.
Yeah, go. Now we're going to surprise our other buddy and dunk him in a fountain somewhere.
There you go.
But the other one is kind of like, sup.
What's up?
Sup. If you want to find the freshest eggs possible in the grocery store, don't just look at the expiration date. There is another number on the carton.
I've never looked at an expiration date on eggs.
Okay.
I just assume they're fresh.
Yeah.
Why, they wouldn't be there anymore, right?
Yeah.
That's what I would
But
think.
The deal is, yeah.
And eggs basically last forever.
Well, they don't, though. That's the thing, is if you open it up and you do keep it for too long, you will tell. I mean,
they'll
look funny.
Yeah, they'll eventually shrivel
funny.
Up.
But they do. They do last a long time in your refrigerator. But the deal is, there is a string of digits either above or below the expiration date.
Okay.
And three of those numbers are the Julian date, which tells you when they were packed. Even if the expiration date on two cartons are the same, their Julian date might be a little different. But it's not the type of date that you're used to seeing. The three digits represent the specific day of the year between 1 and 365. So, packed on April 4th, if they were packed today, then the date would be 094 because this is the 94th day of the year.
Oh.
December 31st would be 365, okay? Hmm. So, depending on the brand, the Julian date might be the first three digits or the last three digits, but there's a number with the letter P in front of it, and that's just the ID number of the packaging plant. So, that's not it. That's not the one that you see. It's the three-digit Julian date. So, the next time you're at the store and you're taking an inordinately long time to figure out which carton of eggs you're going to get, it's because you heard this and you want to see the Julian date.
When are they going to have
the... I just check for cracks.
That's right.
Yeah. Did they have the date of when it pops out the chicken?
Well, they don't have that.
That's what I want.
Okay, that's it. So there you are. That's
I
your...
want the birth date.
I want the freshest
that's
fresh.
Dang straight. 726, let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929. Going to be a pretty nice day. A little bit breezy. Got some sunshine. It'll be near 70, but the winds are going to gust out of the northeast up to 20 miles an hour, so it may be a little chilly for you. 51 will be our low temperature tonight. Then tomorrow's 73, and the winds are going to come around out of the south, so a different feel. 82 for Friday, but clouds roll in. 50-50 chance of rain on Friday night. Saturday, okay, 65 or so with a 30% chance of showers, and Sunday looks really nice. 75 with mostly sunny skies. Right now, the winds are out of the north at 12. We've got a chill factor of 44. Fair skies out there, and the temperature is 49.
Trust a real estate agent that cares about your family for friendly hometown family service. Contact Jason Byinski with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Never Trumpers are not going to be happy with the results of a new poll conducted in New Hampshire by the American Research Group. In a theoretical 2020 primary matchup, President Trump leads two potential Republican challengers, John Kasich, Ohio, and outgoing Arizona Senator Flake Jeff. Now to connect, I think he's a flake, so I put his name first. Now to connect with New Hampshire voters as early as possible, Kasich and Flake recently spoke at a Politics and Eggs event. It didn't seem to move the needle, folks. In a three-way primary, Trump walks away with 51%. Kasich, whose father was a mailman, by the way, he'll tell you every time you see him, attracts 34%. Flake, who is a flake, been showered with drive-by media praise for his anti-Trump speeches, gets a measly 4%, which is not bad for a flake. Now, you might think that Kasich's 34% isn't so bad until you measure it against an earlier poll by the same people. Last August, Kasich led Trump in a 2020 New Hampshire primary matchup by 12 points. Now, since he won the Republican nomination, there has not been one day that Donald Trump has not been battered by the drive-by media, Hollywood, academia, and the political establishment of both parties. He's had to put up with everything the deep state's thrown at him. Yet his overall approval rating is on the upswing. And in this poll, he crushes the never-Trump opposition. Apparently, performance does matter. And Trump is winning support the old-fashioned way. He is earning it.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
My good friends, you have heard me wax eloquently for years now about Mahindra, the world's number one selling tractor. So when you hear Mahindra, I'm sure a hardworking, reliable, and bright red tractor is the first thing that comes to mind. But my good friends at Mahindra have an all-new utility vehicle, too. It's called the Mahindra Retriever, and it's built from the ground up right here in America. And listen to these specs. 83 horsepower engine, 60 mile per hour top speed, 2,500 pounds of towing capacity, and a 3-year warranty. So hurry in, see your Mahindra dealer for a test drive, or learn more about Mahindra tractors and the new Retriever at MahindraUSA.com.
Take advantage of rock-bottom prices and test drive a Mahindra today at J5 Tractors in Conroe, Navasota, and Normangy, or visit J5Tractors.com. That's the letter J, the number 5, Tractors.com.
Mortgage interest rates are still at all-time lows. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon, which means less real estate for your buying dollar. Whether you're looking to buy a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust Jason Bayinski with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty. For friendly hometown family service, contact Jason Bayinski with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Bayinski.
AMCO Insurance began providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley over 140 years ago. Today, we still realize the importance of providing the best products backed by excellent service. AMCO's insurance advisors have the experience to design an insurance package to fit your needs, whether you're a business owner or need coverage for your auto, home, or family. Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-AMCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It is 49 degrees. We'll take a look at that forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what we do best. Deep roots, new ideas. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Later this month, the College Station City Council is tentatively scheduled to take final action on issuing another $39 million in debt.
There are 7 street projects totaling an estimated $10.6 million. That includes almost $4 million for Reuter Road between Welburn Road and Backwater, almost $3 million on Rock Prairie from Welburn Road to the city limits, and $1.5 million to equip railroad crossings on Kane and Deakin. Another $5 million will be spent on parks, about half designated for Central Park for renovating the pavilion, restrooms, and the parking lot. More than $1 million goes towards the new Southeast Park, and there's $800,000 set aside for park improvements around the city. Under what's titled General Government is $700,000 towards College Station's 7th Fire Station and $2 million towards the design of the new City Hall at the site of the present building. The project list also includes almost $20 million for 13 utility projects. Final action on issuing certificates of obligation instead of asking voters to approve a bond issue may be during the Council's April 26th meeting. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The last Bryan City Council meeting included more than 4 minutes of updates from City Manager Keene Register on a variety of city projects. One is the delayed completion of handicapped improvements around the municipal office building, which has had multiple contractors and was originally supposed to be completed last May.
Construction on the municipal office building ADA improvements is nearing completion, with all the sidewalk and building entrances now open. Traffic Operations Division will refresh all the curb and parking spot markings in April.
Also this month is the anticipated completion of the new fire station number 2.
The building windows and doors have been installed and the HVAC system is now operational The large bay doors have been installed and finished work continues throughout the building. Landscape and paving has been completed around the building with two small sections of concrete paving remaining near Texas Avenue and in the parking area.
Register said shortly before the April 1st deadline, the city received 18 requests for street modifications to reduce vehicle speeds. That's after the recent completion of modifications on Bryan Streets that include Broadmoor and Barrick. Because so many tickets are written in the parking lot of Bryan Municipal Court for illegal parking and handicap spaces, that's become a special effort this month by the police department's traffic safety unit.
It got us to thinking, okay, if they are abusing it that badly here at the police department and the municipal court office, what are they doing everywhere else?
Officer Kelly McKeithen says additional information will be released the rest of the month on the department's social media channels.
So the first one that we've mentioned is, if you park in a handicapped parking space and you have one of the blue placards or the red placards and it doesn't belong to you and the person it belongs to is not with you, you are in violation.
McKeithen's social post next week will address whether handicap tags can be taken away from the legal holder. For the second time this year, a new call center is opening in Bryan. A news release from Houston-based Alltrans states they are recruiting for more than 200 new positions to their local office in the Carter Creek Center on East 29th. Alltrans indicates their compensation package is well above average for similar positions in the Brazos Valley. Thanks to a WTAW listener for texting us about seeing a group of public safety officials yesterday afternoon in the parking lot of the former Albertson store in College Station at University in Taro. College Station police report they assisted Bryan police in recovering a stolen vehicle and making an arrest. The state of Texas has been found guilty of discriminatory and unfair voter registration laws by violating the Federal Motor Voter Act.
The lawsuit was filed by the Texas Civil Rights Project on behalf of three plaintiffs who were led to believe they'd registered to vote when they used the Department of Public Safety website.
The state does not provide voter registration services for folks who update their driver's license information or renew their driver's license online in Texas, and that affects at least 1.5 million people each year.
The Civil Rights Project's Beth Stevens says the state is in violation of the Equal Protection Clause of the 14th Amendment. Texas could be forced to comply or they could appeal the decision. In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
The state of Texas is again attempting to become the first state in more than 20 years to expedite the execution process by seeking federal approval to opt in to a federal law shortening legal deadlines and limiting appeals options for death-sentenced inmates. The Houston Chronicle reports the state will cut excessive costs and avoid stressful delays. Defense attorneys say the opt-in would lead to executing innocent people and could end ongoing appeals for many death row prisoners if applied retroactively. WTAW News is time is 7:36. It's 49 degrees. You can call or text us this morning at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let us be your lender and provide you with competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. I'm Scott Henniger, Vice President of Brazos County Bank, and I invite you to experience what relationship banking can do for you.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
The moment you start up a Toyota Tundra or a Tacoma, you become part of a whole secret society full of folks who crave life beyond the civilized world, who climb mountains simply because they're there, who howl with wolves, wrestle largemouth bass, and camp out under stars that you never get to see in the city. And when they've had their fill of the great outdoors, they simply turn their trucks around and head back to so-called civilization. If you know what we're talking about, you're in. The virtually indestructible new 2018 Toyota Tundra and Tacoma, equipped with Toyota Safety Sense Standard.
Come into your local Toyota dealer today and get amazing deals on a ruggedly capable new 2018 Toyota Tundra. Engineered from the ground up to indulge your sense of discovery and expand your horizons. Toyota, let's go places. Drivers should always be responsible for their own safe driving. Depending on the conditions of the roads, vehicles, weather, etc., the systems may not work as intended.
You know the name, Cangelosi Roofing Restoration. You know Cangelosi Roofing is local. Cangelosi Roofing and Restoration is also your insurance claim specialist. Cangelosi Roofing and Restoration. Johnny Cangelosi, Aggie Class of 83. He stands behind his work and backs up all warranties. Cangelosi Roofing, a local Aggie roofer taking care of his neighbors. Call locally 450-4783. That's 450-4783. Cangelosi Roofing and Restoration.
Good morning. It's 7:39. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. We got that for you. It's going to be pretty okay today. Weather's brought to you by Malik, your AC and heating expert. Aggie owned and operated. Malik, feel the difference. Here are the numbers.
Bright sunshine for today. A little cool this morning, but temperatures will recover nicely as the day goes on. There'll be a bit of a breeze. Temperatures are going to be near 70 later today. We're clear to partly cloudy with less wind tonight. Lows near 50. Tomorrow, increasing cloudiness, breezy, a little bit warmer, 70 to 75. Cloudy, milder tomorrow night, low 60 to 65. Cloudy and breezy Friday with scattered showers and storms. Highs Friday, 75 to near 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Hello, 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 hello. What is that?
I don't know.
Oh, that may be on. Ah, there.
Is that Chelsea?
No.
Was Chelsea trying to sabotage my sports?
No. It was on, it was on another one of our radio stations.
Oh.
If I slide that up right there, we get that right there.
Gotcha.
That was my fault. Okay, go ahead.
Anyways, coming up in sports, Cole Hamels was dealing last night out in Oakland.
Yeah.
Here comes the pitch. Runner goes. Strike three, call at the top of the zone. Strikeout number 11 for Cole Hamels.
And that's Eric Nadell on Rangers Radio. And so Cole Hamels was pitching awfully good, 11 Ks. Through five innings, Rangers won it 4-1. Also, the Houston Astros were slugging their way past the Baltimore Orioles. That one was a 10-6 win down in Houston. So we'll cover both of those games as well as a little basketball. Three NBA Lone Star teams in action last night. All that and more coming up in sports.
There. So Chelsea had in her news a story about the death penalty and how it may be handled differently in Texas.
Yep.
Let's remember Ron White.
I'm from Texas. In Texas, we have the death penalty, and we use it. That's right. If you come to Texas and kill somebody, we will kill you back.
Yeah.
That's our policy.
Yeah.
They're trying to pass a bill right now through the Texas legislature that'll speed up the process of execution in heinous crimes where there's more than three credible eyewitnesses. If more than three people saw you do what you did, you don't sit on death row for 15 years, Jack. You go straight to the front of the line. Other states are trying to abolish the death penalty. My state's putting in an express lane.
There you go. That's old Rod White there.
Oh, yeah.
Now, if you missed it yesterday, we made mention of, there's a movie you may have heard about it called Chappaquiddick.
Yes.
It's a story about Edward M. Kennedy. You got to know him as Teddy.
Teddy.
Yeah.
Wait, his real name was Edward, but he was known as Ted?
That's right.
That's weird.
Yep. No, that happens.
Oh, I thought it was Theodore. I thought that's what it was.
Yeah,
no.
So anyway, so Edward M. Teddy Kennedy driving this young lady, an election worker, back from a soiree party thing of some kind, ends up in the Chappaquiddick, and she drowns in the car. He's able to escape the car and finds himself somehow leaving the scene of the accident, if you didn't know about that.
He was scared.
Yeah, so. Yeah, that's right. Well, so we have commercials that we've been running, but much like if you happen to ever see those ads for prescription drugs on television, they talk real fast at the end about all the stuff, you know?
Yeah. Right.
So that we call that a disclaimer.
Yeah, all the things that
the
could
side
happen,
effects.
side effects, if you take it.
I saw one, by the way, the other day, and it, like the drug was called Farzlick or something, and it said, don't take it if you're allergic to Farzlick. No kidding?
Really?
You need to tell me that, dude.
Okay. Yeah, don't eat strawberries if you're allergic to strawberries.
Right. So, but this is the disclaimer from the movie that opens this weekend. So they just want you to know this stuff is in the movie in case you decide to go.
Chappaquiddick. Rated PG-13 for thematic material, disturbing images, some strong language, and historical smoking. Friday.
It's got historical smoking in there.
Historical smoking.
Don't mind the murder.
It concerns me that there is historical smoking in
there. Not going to let my kids go see it then.
Right.
Historical smoking.
By the way, if you're having trouble losing weight, hear the four greatest words you ever would want to hear. It's not your fault.
Oh, well. thought you were going to say put down the fork, but I guess that you wouldn't want to hear that, right?
According to a new study, it is harder to lose weight right now than ever.
There's too many temptations, man.
Well, that's it. It's and the other thing is it's technology.
Oh. Things we're blaming technology.
Yes.
Now. Okay.
It's Netflix.
Uh-huh.
It's Hulu.
Right.
They're keeping us on the couch.
And indoors.
We can't move. Uber and Lyft are doing this too.
Oh God.
I know. And Grubhub and Postmates and places
there you go.
Have that.
You can watch Netflix on the treadmill.
Oh man. It's their fault. It's all their fault. Even online shopping keeps you from going out and actually walking around in
the
store.
Mall. Oh, yeah. My gosh.
Basically, it's all this that's making us lazy. But again, it's not our fault.
It's not our fault.
We're merely embracing the technology that science has given us.
We're getting along with the times of being fat and lazy.
Well, researchers say that your best bet is to talk to an expert like your doctor. And get a realistic, slow, sustainable plan.
Do they know?
Works for your schedule.
You might even
be able to find it on the internet with the aforementioned equipment that we talked about.
Mm.
There might be a way for you to get some at least tips on sensible plans.
I would think so, because as many apps as there are for binge watching things, there are fitness and exercise and diet apps too.
Yeah, find those.
I've got them. I don't use them, but I got them.
But they're there, and that's okay.
Yeah,
Netflix is there, and you don't have to use it either.
Yeah.
So remember,
but I do.
Yeah. Remember the story about the guy from California who made the homemade rocket, right, and launched himself?
Yeah, Rocket Man.
Because somebody polled, and I don't know who somebody is, but they polled, and it's reported, over 8,000 people to find out how common this whole flat Earth thing is. The results, kind of frightening. 2% of U.S. Americans said they fully believe that the Earth is flat.
I actually thought it might be a little higher than 2. Yeah.
So 1 in 50 think all the evidence that we've ever seen about this is some sort of a ginormous conspiracy.
Okay.
Now, another 14%. Say they have their doubts. They're not sure. They don't know. Now, adults 18 to 24 were the most likely to think that the Earth is flat.
Wow. Okay. That doesn't surprise me. They don't know how to use rotary phones.
That's exactly. Do we want to go through the list of things they don't know how to do?
True.
All right. They can't tie their shoes. Well, I didn't have Velcro on. Yeah. Anyway. 4% that they say that they've always believed it.
Okay.
And there's another 30% out there who do have some doubts. They're not sure in this 18 to 24.
Wow.
80% of the people overall have no doubt the Earth is round, and that includes 94% of the old folks who are over 55.
Let them believe it, because what does it matter? Like, what is it going to change?
Are they going to try and sail off the end like Columbus? I mean, come on.
Well, that's the thing is, if it's flat, then can you send me a selfie when you get to the edge?
Right. But it's a harmless belief.
Sure.
And so
what do they think is on the bottom?
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
What if there's an upside down world where people are just lit, where gravity is reversed?
Would that be like the greatest thing in the
world?
Yeah,
that would be cray cray.
You lived upside down.
I'm just
in the upside down. Yeah.
Live in the upside down. Anyway. All right. So just know today, if you're in a room with 100 people, there's going to be 2 of them there who think the world's flat. And, you may yell out the question and see who wants to raise their hand and find out who they
are. Which 2 of you mows on thinks the world is flat?
You! There's 2 of you in here. I know you're here. 747.
Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. And I want to thank Drs. James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology for bringing the Focus on the Family Minute to you each morning.
Are you tired of shaving, waxing, and plucking? Then it's time to ask Child's Dermatology about permanent hair reduction with laser hair removal. Not all hair removal lasers are created equal. Child's Dermatology uses the most advanced, elite MPX laser, clinically proven to target and destroy hair growth cells without harming surrounding skin. So forget the hassle of razors and tweezers. Call Child's Dermatology for laser hair removal with the elite MPX laser. Call 696-4444 or visit childsdermatology.com.
If your marriage could use a little TLC, here's a great place to start. Learn to have empathy for your spouse. Now, how do you do that? Well, remember the lesson of the age man's suit. Directors at a geriatric hospital in Berlin wanted their younger doctors to better understand the physical challenges their elderly patients struggled with. Their solution was something they called the Age Man suit. It was designed with special glasses to simulate blurred vision and ear guards to muffle hearing. It was also fitted with stiff knee and elbow joints that made movement difficult. The younger doctors who wore the suit experienced firsthand the physical struggles their elderly patients endured every day. In other words, they learned empathy. Empathy helps us understand what life is like for our spouse. Maybe they're unhappy at their job, have conflict with a family member, or they're struggling to keep up with all the job responsibilities around the home. It'd be easy to minimize those experiences unless you truly understand what they're like for your spouse. Empathy can help replace your frustration with patience and compassion. Think of it. Wouldn't you and your spouse feel more loved, valued, and connected if you both understood life from each other's perspective? Strengthen your marriage by putting on the Age Man suit, because when a relationship is built on empathy, intimacy between a husband and wife can truly flourish. For more help building a strong marriage, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Follow the world's best golfers at the 82nd Masters Tournament, April 2nd through the 8th, on the tournament's official website, Masters.com. Log on all week long to experience a tradition unlike any other, and follow the Masters on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Masters.com offers live full-screen HD video coverage, including the par 3 contest, plus real-time scoring, up-to-the-minute tournament news, and more. Masters.com, your official online source for the 2018 Masters.
Here's the cold, hard truth about hard water in our homes. Nearly 90% of America is affected by it. Hard water contains harsh minerals that can dry out skin and hair. Hard water can raise our electricity bill by up to 48%. It even creates buildup in pipes that can lead to pathogenic bacteria growth. Stressed out yet? Don't be. Salt-based water softeners can solve all your hard water issues. Get the full scoop at alittlesalt.org.
Kubota's L2501 HST packs powerful performance into one easy-to-operate compact tractor. Designed for all-day operator comfort and easy use of implements, the L2501 HST makes mowing, digging, hauling, and lifting quick and simple. Now get payments as low as $139 a month with 0% APR financing for 84 months. Now through June 30th, 2018. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
Visit WC Tractor, Norman G. Tractor, or go to Kubota.com.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. The sports update is brought to you by Team Ford of Navasota. Good morning at 7:51. 19th-ranked Texas A&M baseball's tilt against Houston got rained out last night. Now, no makeup date has yet been announced, so the guys will have to wait until tomorrow night when they square off against 20th-ranked LSU. First pitch is against the Tigers is at 7 p.m. at Blue Bell with broadcast over on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM. Texas A&M Women's Golf won the inaugural Bruzzi Challenge on Tuesday, shooting a final round 316 at Merido Golf Club in Carrollton. The Aggs bested 14 other teams in the tournament, including second-place finishers Iowa State and Houston by two strokes. Maddie Zarek picked up the third tournament win of her career by shooting an even par 216, winning medalist honors by four strokes over Greta Bruner of TCU. The Houston Rockets got back on the win wagon last night, downing the Washington Wizards 120-104. After his comments the other day about the team coasting, Coach Mike D'Antoni was asked if his guys finally got the message.
Nah, they didn't listen to me. They never listened to me. You know, it was just me getting, they're fine. I mean, they talked about it. I knew they would. I didn't have to say anything and probably shouldn't have. But, I mean, they've only won 63 games. So, you know, it's like, oh, so now, you know, it's like they know what they're doing.
Either way, the Stros, or I should say the Rockets, have the top seed in the playoffs. We'll get to the other Houston team here in a sec. James Harden finished with 38 points and 10 rebounds in Houston's win. The Dallas Mavericks put a stop to a three-game skid, topping the Portland Trailblazers 115-109. Head man Rick Carlisle was a pretty happy camper after the game.
Listen, everybody played well. So, really, effort was good all night. You know, we fought their guards. You know, Lillard had a big night, but, you know, McCollum didn't go crazy. And, you know, we rebounded with them pretty well. A lot of good things.
Five Mavs players finished in double-digit scoring, led by rookie Dennis Smith Jr. with 18 points. And the surging San Antonio Spurs had a slight setback, getting edged by the LA Clippers 113-110. LaMarcus Aldridge scored 35 points in the loss. On a night where they were presented their World Series rings, the Houston Astros caught themselves in a slugfest with the Baltimore Orioles.
They'll be going the 3-2 pitch, and that ball's hit high and far, right center field. That's got a chance. That's salami time. A salami. Reddick with the grand slam.
Steve Sparks on Astros radio. It was Josh Reddick's second dinger of the night and helped deal the final blow to the Orioles in a 10-6 win.
It's your home ballpark. Anytime you come home in front of your home crowd, it's going to get you a little bit more excited. So it's a great ballpark to hit. You know, you go left to right, and it's just a fun ballpark to hit. And with this lineup, it makes it that much easier. I'm hitting behind Carlos and Altuve and Marwin behind me. So my job's a little bit easier with those guys in front of me and behind me.
That's Reddick after the victory. He and the Astros will wrap up their series with Baltimore this afternoon at 1:10 at Minute Maid. Out on the West Coast, Texas Rangers ace Cole Hamels was dealing.
Here comes the pitch. Runner goes. Strike three, Cole at the top of the zone. Strikeout number 11 for Cole Hamels.
Hamels would leave it there on a high note as he worked five solid innings in a 4-1 win over the Oakland A's. Joey Gallo went deep twice for Texas, which will face Oakland again tonight at 9:10. Broadcast will be right here, over on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM. And the Dallas Stars may be eliminated from the playoffs, but they still got it done on the ice last night, topping San Jose 4-2. And that's been your morning sports update. I'm Zach Taylor, and due to the recent hailstorm, many of you now have damaged vehicles. Now, fortunately, Team Ford in Navasota was not hit with hail, is currently low on pre-owned inventory, and has hundreds of vehicles to trade during Truck Month. So bring in your hail damage trade and take advantage of huge Truck Month savings at Team of Navasota today. Call or click myteamford.com. Team Ford, where you always get a nice price.
Hi, this is Eric at Sunshine Fun Pools. As the custom pool and spa season kicks into high gear, we're often asked, just how do folks pay for a swimming pool? Well, for the longest time, your only options were to pay cash or refinance your house. Things have recently changed, and in a big way. In our effort to make things as simple as possible for you, we've partnered with two of the largest swimming pool finance companies in the country. You can now simply apply for a signature loan and get approval within 48 hours. Most folks don't realize just how easy this can be. Don't let a fear of the unknown get in the way of your family's dreams. Reach out to us and let Sunshine Fun Pools find you fantastic financing options. And you'll be pleased to know that Sunshine Fun Pools will continue to give away our top-to-bottom plus in-floor cleaning system, the perfect complement to our outstanding equipment from Hayward. It's just one step closer to a hassle-free pool, and we're giving it to you for free in the month of April. Give us a call now so that we can help you create your family's story at Sunshine Fun Pools.
Make a date for free family fun and experience the many wonders of science and technology at the 2018 Physics and Engineering Festival set for Saturday, April 7th at Texas A&M University. Ride a square-wheeled bicycle, run through a pool of cornstarch, or shoot balloons with lasers. Three of 200 interactive exhibits that will be on display from 10 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. at the Mitchell Physics Building on the Texas A&M campus. No fees or tickets are required for the free event, which will feature a science circus at 11 a.m., 1 p.m., and 2:30 p.m., as well as opportunities to meet NASA astronauts Greg Chamatoff and Bonnie Dunbar. Close out your educational experience with a 4 p.m. public lecture about unlocking the mysteries of the dark universe by author Dr. Rocky Kolb. Locals can also catch Friday's kickoff segment on the physics of cooking, showcasing celebrity chefs Tay Lee and Mitch Siegert. For more information about an exciting lifelong learning opportunity guaranteed to please kids of all ages, visit physicsfestival.tamu.edu. See you there.
Take command of your lawn care needs with a Kubota Commander zero-turn mower and get commercial results for a residential price. Maneuver through landscapes with outstanding performance, comfort, and ease with 42, 48, or 54-inch mower decks. Now get special promotional pricing of $38.99 with zero down and 0% financing for up to 48 months. Now through June 30th, 2018. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
Visit WC Tractor, Norman G. Tractor, or go to Kubota.com.
Ty Fryant, 1-0, 695-1620. If you haven't won anything from us, I've got passes to the Premier Market, which is the Brazos Valley Symphony Orchestra thing that's going
Ooh,
on.
Yeah.
It's Friday and Saturday. They got a lot of stuff
Fancy.
There. Yep, I got two tickets in each of these packages. First three callers, 695-1620. We'll give them away. And again, you can go both days or you can just go one day. It's whatever you want to do.
I have a funny story about one time when I was at the BVSO.
695-1620.
Remember, I'll share later.
Okay, of the BV. I want to talk about this science deal, which is coming up, that the physics department is doing today.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to be there.
Man.
All the nerds will be there.
Well,
yeah,
it will. It'll be really cool. Hello,
no,
who's
it will
this?
Be.
Good morning.
Who's this?
This is Sandra.
Sandra who?
Micklitz.
What do you do, Sandra?
I work for USDA.
Good for you. Come by. I got two passes for you, okay?
Okay,
thanks.
Awesome.
All right. Hi there. Who's this?
Tracy Sanders.
Tracy, why are you calling?
Love the tickets to the Premier Market.
Oh, I just wanted to make sure you were paying attention. Okay. What do you do, Tracy?
Oh, I am a stay-at-home mom.
Oh, how many?
Just two.
Okay. Yeah.
Just
but
two.
Yeah, but a good reason to get out of the house nonetheless. So, yeah, come by here. I got them for you, okay?
Thank you.
Thanks, bye. Who are you?
Kay.
Who are you?
Kay.
Kay who?
Kay Rice.
Kay Rice. Kay, you want to come by and get some tickets here to the Premier Market?
I would love them.
Okay, we're in the big mirror. I'm sorry?
You're in the big mirrored building.
That's it, dear. You got it. Come by and see us. We got them for you, okay? Thanks a bunch.
Thanks, Kay. Right,
that's bye. Kay.
All right.
Kay Rice.
Hey,
that's it.
It's Kay.
Don't call anymore for tickets.
We're done.
If you want to call and talk to us, that's okay. But
I did notice that no gentleman called wanting Premier Market
tickets. We've got some for you tomorrow. For who ask. Well, guys don't plan ahead anyway,
that's
right?
That's true.
We
point.
Never think about
they
that.
They have to ask permission first.
That's
probably.
That too. 8 o'clock, WTAW, College Station. Right.